This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 19th, 2016. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones in the next segment, and we have a lot of news as well. I don't know if you've noticed, these stories have been going up on the Drudge Report. Last several days, I've seen an ominous trend. First, we've seen the Obama budget saying, well, you know, we need to come up with a plan to fight ISIS. Hey, I got one. Let's reduce the size of the army next year by 40,000 troops. Okay, but then it gets stranger. If you're starting to look at this, then it comes out and says, well, we're going to hire military leaders, not just rank and file, but military leaders. We're going to bring them in laterally. We're not going to let them go through military training or West Point or anything. We're just going to bring in the leaders straight from the private sector because they've got some expertise that we need. You realize that is a very dangerous process. I think it's a very dangerous thing to have a standing army, but we don't want to have a standing army that is going to be so easily malleable. Add to that the fact that the House has now rejected an effort to ban illegal immigrants from military service. Now, we've had people who earned their citizenship in the past because they had special language skills or special technical skills or whatever. But what the Obama administration is trying to do now is trying to use the Dreamer Act. People who have come across the border simply because they want a free education. Just having people that are part of that act, the Dreamers, you know, same ones you see rioting at all the Trump rallies, flying Mexican flags, saying, let's make America Mexico again. He wants to make those people go straight into the military. So we cut the size of the military down by 40. We bring in people who are illegal immigrants. We bring in people who have not gone through regular training as military leaders. Does this sound like the National Civilian Service Army that Obama was talking about? Remember, we got everybody so concerned about that. Remember that? Is this how it plays out? I don't know. We're also going to talk about what's going on with Brexit. Again, we see now that the people who want to remain in, the bankers, the large multinational corporations, the politicians that are part of this globalist movement, are celebrating in the wake of this woman dying. And they're not celebrating. They're crying tears. They're mourning. But these are crocodile tears. We saw over the weekend, we're seeing a dramatic reversal and the poll numbers here. We're going to look at this because I think this is a classic false flag. It stinks to the high heavens. All the signs are there, including the Southern Poverty Law Center being right there immediately with receipts from a tiny, obscure neo-Nazi group in the United States saying he bought weapons from us going back 16, 17 years ago. They had those records just like that. This group is basically defunct. It's being run by a former Special Forces guy. All of these operations are for the people who are living out of the basement, who are mentally defective, like this guy, and the FBI and the COINTEL people who run them. It's been that way for a very long time. And all of his neighbors are saying, I don't know. This is so out of character with him. You know, he wasn't a racist. He wasn't even political. I'm surprised that he could even think about anything like this. This guy was just into gardening, and he was a mental patient. And he talked about all the medications that he took and how therapeutic it was for him to be a gardener. And then all of a sudden, he turns into this killing monster. We've seen that type of thing in the United States before. We know what happens with SSRI drugs, especially if you take somebody off of them, reduce their dosage, give them a placebo, whatever. What if you train them a little bit? We've had the CIA working on MKUltra for 60, 70 years since they ended World War II. They've been working on this stuff. Look, this has all the hallmarks of a successful false flag. The worst part about it is the good people in Britain are allowing themselves to be tarred and feathered as racists who have absolutely nothing to do with it, just as honest gun owners in America are being blamed for the hate of this Muslim shooter. And we're told that we have to give up our guns because of the narrative. Now, we're also going to be talking in the second hour to Paul Craig Roberts. He believes that that shooting is a false flag. Certainly, there's a lot that is very interesting about that. The fact that the psychiatrist who said she vetted him said, I wasn't even in Florida at the time. And, of course, this was paperwork coming from the world's largest private security firm. this security firm was one of the bases that was quoted by the FBI for saying, well, that's one of the reasons we shut down those four investigations for him, because he's vetted. You know, everybody's, it's a circular vetting process. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 19th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and joining us from the road is Alex Jones. Alex?
David, it's great to be here listening to your first five-minute intro. There's so much to talk about. I discussed this some on Thursday, and I discussed this some on Friday, but there have been new communiques issued by different members of the German government and by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. As you know, starting last Thursday, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, in its 60-plus year history, has never put out a statement as broad, as bold, or as dangerous as their statement claiming that any cyber attacks, any hack attacks that they believe are coming from the landmass area originating on the Internet from Russia or any Russian-held territories will be seen as physical acts of war against any NATO member nation or NATO itself or the United States, for that matter, which, of course, is a signatory and one of the founders of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And obviously, I'm not pro-Russia or pro-NATO. I'm pro-human being and not having a nuclear war. But NATO has become a global army. NATO has been allied publicly. It's been allied longer, but publicly with al-Qaeda, with al-Nusra, with ISIS for really more than a decade. And they've been using it as a proxy army in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt, in Iraq, and countless other areas. NATO has been caught trafficking narcotics. NATO is really, at the end of World War II, what the German power state and all the Nazi money did, merging with the West. It was an extension of what you could call something like Operation Paperclip. Now, I'm not saying the New World Order is a Nazi conspiracy. I'm simply saying it's an inculcation of those different Nazi and collaborator intelligence networks with Western intelligence networks under an OSS/CIA 1947 National Security Act umbrella. And it's been operating above the law ever since. We know the Bilderberg meeting at the hotel there in Oosterbeek, Holland, the Bilderberg Hotel, where they get their name in 1954, was only an extension of NATO meetings that were already being held in secret with private corporate directors previous to that. So it is the heart of the world government project, and it's sucking the energy, the money, the livelihood out of all the different member states that are in the EU and controlled militarily by NATO, which is the UN army. And so it's a very parasitic organization. So when we hear NATO wants to start a war with Russia, regardless of any problems Russia has or any geopolitical activities they may be involved in, Russia is not 1/100th, and I mean that conservatively, 1/100th the threat to human life than the globalist Anglo-American world government eugenics-based project. And so those stories from Zero Hedge and from InfoWars and from many other publications are up on InfoWars.com right now. We have links throughout it to mainstream newspapers in Europe and from governmental statements. We can all obviously go over some of those with top German ministers and others coming out and saying, look, these latest statements by NATO are boot stomping, they're warmongering. These are quotes. and extremely dangerous and endanger everyone's stability. British troops, U.S. troops, other real combat troops, German troops have been massing in different areas along the Russian border. They are moving armaments in from Ukraine to Poland to other areas. This is very, very dangerous. We saw a probing of Russia in 2008 on the kickoff of the Olympics when tens of thousands of Georgian troops, NATO-backed, attacked South Ossetia and Abkhazia, two historically Russian-held areas on the Georgian-Russian border, wiping out all the Border Patrol troops at those facilities, murdering everyone, as an elicited event to trigger the Russians pouring in, and then our media ran with the hoax that the Russians had actually invaded Georgia. I mean, I actually went on air and said, Russia has invaded Georgia. This is crazy, because I was still believing CNN. I mean, I knew they lied, but I could never imagine, David, that they would lie at that magnitude. So there is a lot going on. It'd be like saying, you know, that the United States attacked Tokyo December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor. It's just an inversion of the facts. Just like we see on every other case, it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then meanwhile, we have our reporters all over the country from Phoenix, Arizona to Dallas, Texas the last few days getting over-the-top video of people with huge Mexican flags and signs saying, let's make America Mexico again and let's make USA Mexico again. And the media actually saying, how dare Donald Trump supporters not want to make the Southwest Mexico? When it had, you know, a bunch of different flags, you know, six flags of Texas, or actually eight flags over Texas, but, you know, Mexico couldn't hold it, Spain couldn't hold it, France couldn't hold it, on and on and on. It's just that there's this whole idea that America's bad, America's evil. All of this is being pushed by globalists, so we'll give up our sovereignty. And that's why the New World Order hates Russia so much, is because Russia is paying down its international debt to the IMF and World Bank at the fastest rate of any major nation. Russia is paying people to have kids. Russia has national news shows that even our media says are like Alex Jones with a national TV show. Putin's best buddy's like an Alex Jones and claims fluoride gives you brain damage and don't take the vaccines and that they're chemtrailing everybody and they're geoengineering and Putin's best buddies all have TV. Well, you know what? It's amazing that Russia has actually found out about the world government, found out about the New World Order, because the communist Bolshevik program was run out of London and New York, declassified, over 100,000 conscripts, basically hired, not conscripts, but happy folks to be funded as mercenaries, who were former Russian immigrants, many of them Jewish, to be shipped into Russia in 1917 with Lenin's train and Stalin's train of gold with $25 million of U.S. gold on board to fund the Bolshevik overthrow of Moscow first. It took them years to get control of the rest of the country, but once they got control of Moscow, they had control of the newspapers. They killed the czars, and they put in all the newspapers, turn your guns in and we'll give you amnesty. Well, when the military and others and the citizens turned their guns in, what they got was murdered and put in forced labor camps. So they traded out one form of slavery for something far worse. And so it's very important to understand that we shouldn't be enemies with Russia, in my view. And the globalists are allied with China, who is actually taking over the Panama Canal and our deep water ports and has our missile secrets and has taken most of our jobs and tells Hollywood what movies can come out and lectures us all day long on about if we can have Donald Trump or not. I mean, China is 1.3 billion people. Its people are slaves. Its people are in continued uprising against it. It's in our business. It has 97% of rare earth minerals under its control. It's got military bases all over the world, over 100 of them now. Russia's got three. Russia is not the threat. Russia's broken away from the world government project. It's got its own corruption, its own problems. But the New World Order wants to take it down because it's already got a deal with China and others, and it wants to be able to go in and have the same type of social engineering in Russia they've had here to cut off the population growth, which they've actually obviously had negative growth there, but Russia's trying to fix that, and to put them under the same family-killing process that we're now under in this country. I also want to talk about some of the latest attacks on Donald Trump. We have some videos coming up of I played some of it on Thursday, but just this amazing man in Atlanta, this black man yelling at another black man who's a Trump supporter, you know, saying, how dare Donald Trump, you know, he wants to ship the Africans back to Africa. And then meanwhile, this man's wearing a rainbow flag button talking about how Trump hates the gays when it's Hillary Clinton that is getting $100 million from Gulf War states that kills homosexuals just for being gay. And then at the same time, they're all running around angry at Donald Trump because he says people should have a right to defend themselves and be armed. And now even the NRA has come out and said, well, we don't agree with Trump, that who we've endorsed, that you should have people armed in a nightclub. The point is they had a armed security guard who ran off. The point is it took the SWAT teams 3 hours to get there. If you had folks armed in bars, would there be some problems? Yes. But someone armed in a bar is going to happen regardless if they're planning something bad. So I'm not even saying arm the bars. But you have to understand that it leaves it as a vacuum for the shooters to come and target you because the stupid SWAT team takes 3 hours to get there. And that's the reality on that front. But as people discover, the reason they're demonizing Trump is his simple nationalism. It's really a big deal. So there's this and a lot more today. I'm only going to be here for one more segment, spending some time with the family. Also going to be shooting some more reports on the road. Then I'll hand the baton to David Knight and more. It's a big, jam-packed global transmission on this Sunday edition, InfoWars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Living on the
edge. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Here on this Sunday, June 19th, 2016. I'm here live in Austin. We have Alex Jones joining us now live from the road. Alex.
That's right, and I'm going to be here just for one more segment and hand the baton to David Knight, but I'll be hosting the broadcast here from the road tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., co-hosting with David Knight and others. But the big issue, obviously, is the globalists have taken the gloves off. They're moving their program for world government into overdrive right now, and we now have hundreds of different publications coming out from Rolling Stone to the Associated Press saying it's time to ban guns, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. So they've gone from denying this for decades, even though when they get control of a country, the globalists take the guns, or they get control of a city, they take the guns, or they get control of a state, they take the guns. They've always denied they want our guns, despite the fact that overall shooting deaths since 1992 are down almost 60% or more, depending on which number you look at from the FBI. Despite all of that, they are coming for our guns as they get more bodyguards and build bigger fences and armored compounds around government buildings. People like Lynch at the Justice Department and people like Johnson at the Department of Home Security, Democrats, when they're protected by taxpayer paid bodyguards, they know they're dominating their slaves. It's an act of supreme control to take your security away and not let you protect yourself. So Lynch, a partial transcript of Orlando 9/11 calls will have references to Islamic terrorism removed. And so what is Homeland Security doing to taking control of Orlando's 9/11 call system? And saying, we're going to remove him, saying, I pledge allegiance to ISIS. I pledge allegiance for, you know, Islam. This is why we do this. They won't even let us hear the so-called martyr, Matin, tell us why he did it. Because we're not allowed to be told that. I mean, the police already did their job and told us, no, he pledged allegiance to ISIS and called him to the 911 tapes. They told us about 10 hours into it on that Sunday, because they knew the media was covering it up and saying that he was basically a right winger or something and not telling you he was a Democrat. And so now they don't want you to hear him, though, in his own cool, calm, collected voice, reportedly, on the 911 tape, bragging about what he was doing and why he did it. So his declaration of why he attacked us, his declaration of war, you're not allowed to hear. Because it's emblematic of you not being allowed to know there's been a declaration of war against you. Because they're just going to let these people in and let them come in here and radicalize folks that are already here and attack and then take our liberties. I know I've talked about that a lot, but this is so, again, thematic or just highlights everything we're talking about and dealing with totalitarian government allied with totalitarian Islam. And it's totally incompatible with Renaissance Western civilization, and that's exactly why they're bringing these people in. It's why they're accelerating the death of the family. You know, this is Father's Day. That's why I took the weekend off and the next few days off partially to spend time with my children and to take them fishing and, you know, play in the sand and things like that. Because I do understand that at the end of the day, we're really going to change the world at the cellular level, politically, making our families better, spending time with our children, informing them about how the world really works, so that they can't just be brought up by the state and brought up by their smartphones and brought up by this system that's designed to make them totally independent on the state. And I just think about how the government has gotten involved in the relationships of men and women, how they've turned us against each other, how they've tried to make society as handicapped financially as possible so that people don't feel like they have money to have children anymore. And so the individuals that are out there are just totally alone and are only allowed to organize into tribal units under state-sponsored or corporate-sponsored systems that are really false, that are really prostheses that don't even work, that are artificialities that are designed to be unfulfilling. Because what the New World Order is building is so alien to normal human development. I mean, think about how far humans have come in just the last 1,000 years. The things we do today would be total magic, or the thing of the gods, the stuff of Mount Olympus, or Thor's great tree of the world to ancients 1,000 years ago. And imagine where we'd be going with technology in the future if it was based on free market, if it was based on free will, if it was based on independence. That would build a very empowered futuristic society that would still have major hurdles to get over, you know, not destroying ourselves with mishaps or accidents or wars. But with the globalists taking technology and bending it and twisting and pouring their menace and their hatred into everything they do with these Trojan systems, they are forming a system that is absolutely and totally designed on every front to dehumanize us. And there's tons of news today to cover. It's just at the end of the day, this is dehumanization we're seeing, and then one of the final visible pieces of that is taking firearms from individuals and saying, you're less worthy, you're less free, you're less equal than some government bureaucrat or some rich person who can hire private security. You, the individual, aren't trusted and aren't allowed to defend yourself. You're not trusted with something that has power. And then next, it's not going to be guns. It's going to be cars. Cars must be robot-driven and controlled because you can't be trusted. They're already saying that. I told people that 20 years ago. Oh, you can't be trusted in your own home. We got to have social workers come at birth and throughout your life and have a state-appointed third parent. This is all being announced as well, that micromanages everything. This is the parasites in government and corporations that are corrupt merging with a whole AI system to birth a new creation here on this globe, a system meant to prop up a tyranny the likes of which this planet has absolutely never seen. So I just want to thank all the viewers and listeners for your support. I want to thank David Knight for his great work on Father's Day coming in. But I know it'll probably tell you, hey, as a father of three children, and as a person who cares about his family, he wants to be here on Father's Day. So do I, because this is what it's all about, is standing up for my children, my three children as well, and understanding that it's the animating contest of liberty. It's not a negative to work hard and make films and produce reports and articles and research in the quest for liberty. That is the same motion as sucking air into your lungs and exhaling. And it's not work. It's life. It's what we're designed to do. And when we're not involved politically, when we're not involved culturally, when we're not involved and engaged spiritually and at every level, we become to atrophy. We become to fall apart. We begin to disintegrate, as I've said many times. It's like space travel to Mars. The best astronaut, once they get there, will still be a jellyfish and barely be able to walk because of not having gravity, even if they exercise with limited exercise on their way there. There's so many positive things about the modern world and conveniences today, but at the same time, we are losing our intellects. We are losing our rugged individualism. We are losing our primal energies. We are losing our basic instincts. And what's left of our instincts are being twisted and manipulated and turned against us. Rediscover your life force. Rediscover your will. Rediscover the desire to have a quest and to have a vision in your life and to be seeking your destiny. And you will find others that are seeking a greater human destiny as well. That's what it comes down to. So I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight in Austin, Texas. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the full broadcast with David Knight co-hosting with me as well. Infowars.com. The system's doing everything they can to block it.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, and this great product.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and you just heard Alex Jones talking about, I think, one of the key issues before us right now, and that is this declaration of NATO saying that any kind of a cyber attack that they deem to be serious, that they deem to be coming from Russia, would be the basis for starting World War III. I find that incredibly chilling. And, of course, what are we talking about? We're talking about the shooting in Orlando. We're talking about the shooting in Britain, and that is very important. Both of these are very key because of the way they're being used. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is going to be joining us in the second hour to talk about, he says he smells a rat in Orlando. And certainly there is a lot of suspicious stuff coming out of that, the background checks, and we're told that we have to surrender our freedoms, or we have to surrender the Sixth Amendment to these watch lists, right? You know, Sixth Amendment says that you're going to have, you're going to be confronted with the charges against you publicly. You're going to be able to answer them. You're going to be able to compel witnesses in your favor. You're going to be able to confront the people who are accusing you of something. You're going to do this all speedily and in public. And if you don't have the means to represent yourself, you'll be given a lawyer to help you with that process. Why did they have that? If we forget about the Star Chamber, the things that were done throughout tyrannical governments in the past that led to the creation of what happened at Runnymede, the Magna Carta, as well as our Bill of Rights, they knew what happens when you do precisely what we're doing right now. It is the hallmark of tyranny. We've seen it in our lifetime throughout the communist totalitarian blocs. We had writers like Kafka warn us about that. A bureaucracy that accuses you of something. What? You don't know. You're just going to get the punishment. You don't know why you're being punished. You don't know what you're accused of. You just know that they're doing something to you. And in their secret proceedings, they've worked it all out. And they're satisfied that they can do whatever they want to you. Now, I watch Loretta Lynch, Obama's newest attorney general, talking about how, well, we're not even going to give you a time limit on what we're going to do in terms of stopping people from being able to buy guns. You know, we've got the NRA desperately trying to cling to some little remnant of the Second Amendment. It's so pathetic to see what they're doing along with Donald Trump, saying, no, we won't let people on this mysterious list buy guns, but well, let's put a limit on it. You can look at them for 72 hours, and then they'll be able to buy guns if they're not really a terrorist. She says, no. We don't want to tie our hands that way. See, the Constitution was meant to tie your hands, Loretta Lynch. You swore an oath to the Constitution. It was meant to tie your hands. It was not meant to expedite whatever you wanted to do as government. And so that's very concerning when we look at that. It's very concerning when we look at the shooting that happened in Britain. Yes, it was a horrific thing. A young mother, young wife was murdered. Do you find any of those circumstances suspicious? I certainly do. I certainly do. We talked about it on Friday. We'll talk about it a little bit more here. What has happened with this? And, of course, it has turned this around precisely 1 week before the shooting, and then this happens. Remember that this is nothing new. When we look at what's happening with this cyber near declaration of war by NATO, that should really cause you to be concerned. I remember when I was a small child, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember having the threat of a rapid nuclear war because I lived in Florida. This was all happening in Cuba. I remember as a kid in elementary school, it's like, you're going to have to bring your clothes to work because you may not be able to get home to your parents. We just lived down the block. Everybody in the 50s had the sword of Damocles hanging over their head, these nuclear weapons. And now we've got NATO putting that there again. And it's not a sword hanging by a thread over our heads. It's a nuclear war that is hanging by a thread over our heads. Understand how easy it is for the government to create a false flag cyber event that they then turn into a full-blown war. We see these types of things being done all the time. They make these declarations like they did in the NDAA. They say, we're going to have indefinite detention by the military without due process. We're going to take you wherever we want, do whatever we want to you, hold you as long as we wish, and we're going to call that an act of, that's part of what we do during war now. Put that in the NDAA, not in the Constitution. They then come out and say, well, if we have a cyber attack that we deem secretly to be an attack, then we feel justified in starting a nuclear war. Let me talk about NATO and its false flags for just a moment here. We go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, go back to JFK, and it's now been declassified. Look it up yourself. Please do. Please educate yourself, unlike this idiot Gretchen Carlson, who we'll get to in just a moment from Fox News, who says that the Second Amendment was written when before guns were invented. Okay, that's what she tweets out. She doubles down. She wants a gun ban for whatever she thinks assault rifles are. And, of course, assault rifles, as she defines them, whatever is in her mind, they should be taken because guns were not invented when the Second Amendment was written. That's the blithering sellout idiot that is telling you. I think her program is called Real Story or something like that on Fox News. I mean, this is what Fox News gives you, you know. You can put lipstick on a pig. You can even put a mini skirt on a pig, but they're still a pig if they're that ignorant or if they're lying to you like that, okay? Come on. She can't possibly be that stupid. She's simply lying to people. But let's go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. They desperately wanted to invade Cuba. They wanted to go to war with Cuba. We had Admiral Lemnitzer, who proposed Operation Northwoods, something very similar to 9/11. He said, let's get some passenger airliners. Let's fly them into buildings. Let's have terrorists blow up malls. And let's finger Cuba. Let's say that it's all Cuba's fault. That'll give us a pretense to go to war with them. President Kennedy's reaction to that was to fire him from being the chief for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then that was shortly before he was executed, assassinated. Now, Lemnitzer shows up in a few years as commander of NATO forces. It wasn't a career ender for him to propose a 9/11-type false flag, Operation Northwoods, so that they could have an excuse to go to war against Cuba. You know, history rhymes, doesn't it? He goes to NATO, becomes NATO commander, and after the Second World War, they decided that they wanted to be able to equip people to fight a guerrilla war in case they were overrun by the Soviet Union. They wanted their underground to have that equipment in place right away. So they had pre-positioned a lot of stocks of weapons throughout Europe. In the 70s, we had a lot of communists were really gaining ground in Italy, very popular. People were voting for communism. And the right and people like Admiral Lemnitzer were very concerned about that. And they came up with a process that's called Operation Gladio. With Operation Gladio, what they did was they had these people who were loyal to NATO created terrorist attacks attributed to them to the Red Brigade, kidnapping the Prime Minister of Italy and other things, and then blaming it on the communists. And eventually this was all unraveled because they went after the Prime Minister, Aldo Moro. And it was shown in an Italian court, but they don't talk about it here in the United States. So you can look that up as well. Please do. Please check me on that. Please check me on that. Check me on that. Check me on Operation Gladio. Check me on Operation Northwoods. And ask yourself, would our government do yet another false flag attack to try to start a war with Russia or with Cuba or to invade a country of their choice? There's Operation Gladio on Wikipedia. It's all over the place, so you can look it up. So that's a very concerning thing. But let's go now to what they're trying to do in terms of taking our guns. Because, again, it's not Islam. It's not this guy who was a homosexual, had a lot of guilt, nothing to do with his guilt. There's no cross in Islam to put your sin. He's got to earn his way. So he has to kill these people that he can't control his urges, that he's been given this conflicted guilt about. So he does this, and we're going to talk to Paul Craig Roberts. He doesn't think that even happened. But let's go with the official story now. He shoots people, but it's not his fault. It's not Islam's fault. It's your fault if you're a gun owner. And you need to have your rights turned into privileges and perhaps curtailed. And so we've got people like Fox News' Gretchen Carlson. And she says, yes, I'm all for the assault weapon ban. And she says things on Twitter when people start to criticize her for this. She says, well, you know, same things that our new libertarian candidates say. Well, the Second Amendment was only about deer hunting. You know, it only protected hunting rifles, things like that. But then she gets really crazy. She says that guns were invented after the Constitution was written. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing,
manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 19th, 2016. I want to talk about Fox News' Gretchen Carlson now. She's made an amazing number of statements here about the Second Amendment, going back and forth with people on Twitter. And she's come out in favor of banning all assault weapons. And we're seeing this a lot from people on the right now. We're seeing everybody embrace this terror watch list, whether it is Donald Trump or Barack Obama or you name it. People on the left and the right, the NRA, coming in and embracing the terror watch list. The terror watch list, understand, destroyed the Sixth Amendment. It contradicts every aspect of the Sixth Amendment. It takes away all your protections, all the steps that they're supposed to go through that we just lump together and call it due process. I hate to just minimize it to that because people don't even think about all the steps of due process. Being able to know what the charges are against you, being able to answer them in a speedy trial in public, to question the witnesses against you, to question, to have witnesses in your favor that you bring in, to have a defense attorney, all of those things, and then being found guilty before you are punished, not having some kind of a pre-crime punishment given to you before any of those steps happen. And yet we see people on the left and right now all coming together, from the NRA to Fox News to Barack Obama and his so-called attorney general. And then we've got Gretchen Carlson, and she came out and said she supports the assault weapon ban. She actually put up a poll on her show, a December 2015 poll that showed a majority of people supported assault weapon ban in that particular poll. You know what, Gretchen? I don't really care. One poll does not amend the Constitution, so change it. Change it or obey it. She says, I'm with the majority today, and I'm going to take a stand. Well, you know what? You can get a poll to say anything you want to, Gretchen. And you can cherry pick the polls as much as you want. And one poll doesn't change the Constitution. We have a process for that, and you want to ignore that process. You want to ignore what the Second Amendment says. And you want to not only ignore that, but you want to ignore what the Sixth Amendment says. And we've got a lot of people who are liberals. We've got the LA Times. We've got The Intercept. We've got a lot of people talking about, wait a minute, these watch lists are really dangerous. Anybody that that cares about the Constitution, that cares about individual liberty and due process, doesn't want to turn this into some kind of a kangaroo court tyrannical government. Anybody that cares about any of that stuff, that understands anything about that, is really afraid of the watch list. You should be very afraid of the watch list as well. And once they start applying punishments to that watch list. The watch list is bad enough, already has some punishments applied to it, and they're just going to keep expanding this. It'll be guns first, but that's not where it's going to stop. So she says she's with the majority of people. When they confronted her on Twitter, she said this. She said, the fact that you're even using the Second Amendment as an argument against banning assault weapons shows me your ignorance, says Greta Carlson. Don't you know, she said, that the Second Amendment was written before guns were even invented? See, this is a woman who is either profoundly ignorant about guns, about history, about politics, about the Constitution, and about individual liberty and the principles about it. She's profoundly ignorant of all of those things to the extent this is about somebody in elementary school. Or she's lying to people, thinking she can get away with this to control the narrative. She says, when she's talking to Breitbart News, she says at one point, I even asked myself, what was the use of trying to prove why assault rifles are bad to these people who think that the Second Amendment was written when they actually had guns, when they actually used them against their government, when all the muskets were state-of-the-art military weapons, okay? You know, say, oh, these are black powder rifles, yeah. There's more people dead in cemeteries all over North America killed by black powder rifle than by anything else, folks. And they're very deadly. They shoot a big bullet, and they can kill people left and right. But she says, I don't even know why I should be arguing with these people who don't possess the most fundamental knowledge of history. I felt like I was trying to teach nuclear physics to someone who's illiterate. I would love to have a discussion with Gretchen Carlson on nuclear physics. That would really be a hoot. That would really be a hoot. I'm sure she knows a great deal about that. Just like she knows a great deal about history and the Second Amendment. She said, it seemed like every single person that replied to my tweet was under the impression that they were right and I was wrong. You mean because you think that the Second Amendment was written before people had guns, before guns were invented, and you don't understand they were military weapons? Look, you need to understand. Go back and look at your history, Gretchen. As a matter of fact, when they first started instituting the first elements of gun control, and that's not counting things like the Jim Crow laws, where they took them away from the blacks because they're afraid of them. But when we talked about the Supreme Court coming in with its first decision saying, oh, you can't have a sawed-off shotgun, what was their rationale? Their rationale was a sawed-off shotgun is not a military weapon. Therefore, it's not protected by the Second Amendment. You see how we flipped that around now? Now you can only have weapons that aren't military weapons. And even that was a lie. And they knew that in the 1930s. In the Civil War, you had several different cavalry units that instead of using a sword, used sawed-off shotguns in their cavalry charges. Okay, that's like I said, there's a lot of people dead from black powder and pretty primitive arms. But it was about state-of-the-art military weapons. That's what the militia was about. We were never meant to be protected by a permanent standing army. We never had a permanent standing army until after World War II. We had a permanent officer corps, but we had a militia that was there to protect us. And if it was a real justified war, and people believe that, you didn't need to draft them. You didn't need to hold a gun to their head to get them to sign up to defend their home, to defend the Constitution. And then she goes on to say, Gretchen Carlson says to Breitbart, I mean, I know the education in our country isn't the best in the world, but you think? She's Exhibit A, isn't she? I'm wondering if Gretchen Carlson is the mother of Miss South Carolina. I've never seen a more empty-headed blonde in my life than Gretchen Carlson, saying that the Second Amendment was written before guns were even invented. I don't even know how to respond to somebody like that. But, of course, she thinks that you're an idiot, if you know anything at all, because it doesn't, your knowledge doesn't match hers. So, therefore, you must be wrong, because she's a highly paid Fox News anchor. So, bow down and worship Gretchen Carlson. And let them take away your Second Amendment, just like they've taken away your Sixth Amendment. Let's play a clip today. We had on Fox News, we had Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, on Fox News Sunday, and he came on to talk about the gun ban, and I want you to hear what he has to say.
How leaders react after a tragedy like the Orlando massacre,
this is Chris Wallace,
gives people an insight into what kind of a leader and what kind of a potential president they would be. And I want to ask you about some of the things that Donald Trump has done in the last week, Senator. First, his comments the day after the tragedy that seemed to imply that President Obama is somehow sympathetic to the terrorists. Here he is.
He doesn't get it, or he gets it better than anybody understands. It's one or the other, and either one is unacceptable. We're led by a man that either is not tough, not smart, or he's got something else in mind.
Question, do you know what that something else Trump refers to that he thinks that President Obama has in mind?
No, I don't. I don't know what he's referring to there, but I do believe he is correct to raise the question that the policies of this administration, from going back to 2011 when we withdrew all our troops from Iraq and allowed ISIS to form and become an entity, probably would never have happened otherwise. It's certainly not spread as much as it has. So
but
I think
I just want to go through some what Trump said. He said either he doesn't get it or he gets it better than anyone understands. He's got something else in mind. I mean, that certainly seems to imply that somehow he is sympathetic to radical Islam.
No, I don't think he means that, but I think he's going, I think he's criticizing him, President Obama, for going too far, to not understanding the threat. The president and Hillary Clinton now says she wants to go from 10,000 Syrian refugees to 65,000 Syrian refugees. When Mr. Brennan, CIA director, says we can't do vetting.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back. You know what? It is not an issue of gun control. This is an issue of border patrol. And if you're not going to be able to control your borders, if you have absolutely no interest in controlling your borders, then why would you take our guns away? We know precisely why. And we don't have to beat around the bush. All right, today we have a 15% sale off on Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. We call it the Tim Kennedy special. Because Tim Kennedy, UFC fighter, as well as Special Forces operator, these are his favorite supplements. And he is someone, as a professional athlete, he is finely tuned into his body. He knows what helped him. So we've got 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Limited time sale, as well as we still have the sale, but I don't know how much longer it's going to be, for all Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is everything from our super high-quality fed Alexa Pro Pure water filtration system all the way down to the shower filters. We appreciate your support, and this is the way we fund our operation, giving you products to help yourself and your health, as well as help this operation. Stay with us. We're going to be right back next hour. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll talk about the Orlando shooting.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot.
Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.